And furthermore, when skeletal muscle is injured, that's what causes chemokines, these signals saying, cancer, you can come to me, the go signs for the tumors. It causes them to highly express these chemokines. So there's so much interplay here. And it seems, I mean, there's so many possibilities for why tumors don't go to skeletal muscle. But it seems like by investigating, by attacking cancer, by searching where cancer is not, there's got to be something. There's got to be something that's making this tissue resistant to tumors. And can we utilize, can we take this property, this compound, this receptor, whatever it is, this control and this anti-tumor properties, and apply it to cancer therapy in general? Now, one thing that kind of ties the resistance of skeletal muscle to cancer to the cancer as a repair response gone out of control in the body is that skeletal muscle has a factor in it called MyoD. And what MyoD essentially does is it causes cells to differentiate into muscle cells. So this compound, MyoD, has been tested on a lot of different cell types and been shown to actually convert this variety of cell types into skeletal muscle cells. So is it possible that the tumor cells are going to the skeletal muscle tissue, but once in contact inside the skeletal muscle tissue, MyoD acts upon these tumor cells and causes them to become skeletal muscle cells? Maybe tumor cells are being disguised as skeletal muscle cells, and this is why it seems as if it is so rare.